Mystery of Mysteries. Molly and Rusty lazed in the shade of the apple trees as Juliet knelt beside them, rubbing their bellies and cooing. Juliet untied Rusty and let him weave through her legs a few times. Her girl's sky-blue 10-speed Schwinn Varsity leaned against the tree, its chrome spokes sparkling in the sunlight that shone through the bare branches. A loud, yellow, smiley face sticker was emblazoned across the handlebar post. From a brown paper lunch bag stuffed in the bike's wicker basket, Juliet took two dog treats. She fed one each to Rusty and Molly. "Come on, boy, we're hoofing it from here," she said. "We're on an adventure," she looked at me. "Ready?" I was ready, and hoped my mom was already off running her errands. We took the sidewalk back to my house, exposed in the brightness of the world instead of hidden in the shade along the railroad tracks. With each step, I rued my decision to bring Juliet to my house, dreaded having her lay eyes on its rooms of drawn shades and gloom, dishes barnacled with crusted food and heaped on the counter and in the sink, bales of soiled laundry, the stench of Molly's menstruation, and the burned, greasy odor of the TV dinners Lydia and I heated in the toaster oven. We came to my driveway, where weeds wrestled up through cracked asphalt, stained with the fluids that leaked from my mom's Pontiac, which, thankfully, was not parked out front. The yard was scabbed with hard soil and clumps of dog shit. "What's wrong?" Juliet said as I stared at my forlorn home. "Wait out here," I told her. "I want to go in. I want to see where it happened. I don't mean it like that. It sounds disrespectful. Just..." Her eyes sparked. Or maybe it was just the light, or I'm remembering wrong. "I want to know everything. To help you. I need to see everything." Juliet unleashed Rusty, and he ran about the yard, snatching up sticks in his mouth. Molly joined in the play, and though she was no match for Rusty's enthusiasm, I had not seen her so animated in years. I took a deep breath.